Hi, this is Bobby Lee from Mad TV. Yes! Yo, what's up? This is Pauly Shore, San Diego. You're listening to my sister's radio station, Sandy Seashore. Check it out.
Thank you for joining us worldwide. It's time to fix what ails you. And everyone knows that laughter is the best medicine. So we've gone right to the first family of comedy, to the lady who wrote the book, Sandy Seashore. Yes, that's her real name. Only a comedian would name their kid Sandy Seashore. Well, what do you expect when your family owns the world-famous comedy store? If laughter's the best medicine, well, then Sandy, she's Dr. Feelgood. Hey, thanks for being here. Tonight, Sandy will check in with the world-famous comedy store to find out who's on stage and hear the inside story of what's really happening backstage and on the Hollywood Strip. She'll help you laugh and learn with some real news. And of course, hide the dog biscuits because Sonny Shore is on the loose. He's smarter than Lassie and looks better than Ren 1010. And this is one dog that knows his comedy. And now, here's the seashore that's not in your geography book. A lady with so much talent, she's worldwide at sandyshore.com. Welcome to Happy Hour with Sandy Seashore.
Music. Aloha, everybody. It's Sandy Shore. I'm coming to you live from San Diego, California, where it's, here's your weather report, cold, rainy, cold, freezing, cloudy, icy, cold. There you go. And there's your weather report. Thank you for joining me again. Tonight we have Tommy from the world famous comedy store, and then right after Tommy, up comes Stuart Wardlow, backed by popular demand. If you want to call in with your having your dreams analyzed, that would be great. That's what, you know, Stuart's. Anyway, I'm excited about that. And let's welcome back to the show, Tommy.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Pretty good. As I mentioned, it's freezing, raining, cold.
Oh, yeah.
Rain. And you guys get it before we do.
Yeah, it's bad. And the funny thing is, we've still been pretty busy all week. Isn't that something?
That's great. I saw we've been really busy down in La Jolla.
Yeah.
So Tommy's up in L.A. And so if you've been really busy, what's going on? Is it just the customers are coming in?
Yeah, just people are coming out. They need to get out and watch some shows. There's actually a decent amount of tourists, I believe, in town. I mean, they didn't predict this weather, right?
Right, right.
But they're here. And, you know, and then also, too, we have the Vince Vaughn's Wild West Comedy Tour movie coming out in 2 weeks, and there's starting to be a lot of buzz around it.
Oh, okay.
Trailers and everything, and that features Ahmed Ahmed, John Caparula, Sebastian, and Brett Ernst, all comics who headlined individually down there in La Jolla.
And they did that movie a couple years ago, actually.
They actually taped it 2 years ago.
Isn't that something? How long it takes?
Sometimes.
That's,
you know,
the nature of the business.
Yes, it is.
And we're now in 2008.
And your brother Pauly is actually working out up here this weekend, too.
Oh, okay.
It's really nice to have him in, too.
Has he moved in upstairs yet?
No, he hasn't moved in yet, but I know he'll be coming soon.
Is the people
he's editing something he shot right now. Once he gets done with the editing, I think his next project will be here.
Move up there. Mm-hmm. So we're just I don't have anything fascinating to report down here. You know, I'm watching, you know, the economy. I'm watching. Now they're saying it's a good time to buy cars.
Yeah.
You know, and they said, I guess we're in a recession. I don't know.
Something's going on. The stock market took a real deep plunge, and then it came back up, but it dropped an unusually large amount at once.
And then they're sending out checks to everybody?
Yeah, they think they're going to try to reboost the economy by sending us, $200 or $300 or something apiece.
Well, if you're self-employed, it's $300.
Uh-huh.
If you make over, I think, 150, you don't get anything or
right.
Something. I don't know. Married gets $1,200 and $300 for each child.
Hmm.
Oh, that, you know, that'll be fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're supposed to go spend it all.
The biggest thing on our plate as a country is still our political race right now for president.
The comedians must be doing a lot of jokes about that.
They talk about it a little bit. But a lot of people, you know, what's really coming to play here? I mean, people don't believe in it anymore.
Believe in politics?
They don't believe it's real.
What's real?
Any of it.
Well, it's not.
I mean, they're all, like, it's a popularity contest. And
yeah,
at the end, what they're going to do, just stick John McCain in? I mean, he's the inside guy. He's the guy that is hooked up to every old establishment there is there. If John McCain goes into office, nobody loses their job.
Hmm.
If Hillary Clinton goes into office, not everybody will lose their job. If Barack Obama goes into office, everyone loses their job. If Mitt Romney goes into office, everyone loses their job. If Huckabee goes into office, everyone loses their job.
How do you figure everybody loses their job?
Because they'll clean house and put in new people in lots of key positions. This is what John F. Kennedy did. Why do you think he created so much trouble?
Oh, when you're saying losing their jobs, you're talking about politicians?
Yeah, politicians.
Well, yeah, they always clean house.
They don't clean it all the way. They clean it just on the surface, just to keep positions you expect them to.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the shrubbery top of a plant. What's underneath the plant in the dirt? A huge, long root, right? So
yes.
I'm just saying, that's why I don't even think, and I'm just saying with comics, they don't all talk about it that much.
So who do you think's going to really win?
It's hard to say. Your mom really is studying it because she studies people anyway, you know? And she definitely says that this bickering between Bill Clinton and Barack Obama is hurting Hillary. She says, and it's not cool. Because there's a lot of bickering going on between them.
Hmm.
I just don't know.
And I don't think anybody that goes in there can do much of anything. It's too complicated.
It is very complicated.
I was thinking, I think our, like, electricity should be free, our water should be free. I think the government should pay for all of that.
Yeah, really?
I was thinking about all that stuff. Why do we have to pay for stuff that Mother Nature provides?
Right.
It's
crazy.
Excuse me.
It's crazy. But listen, there's down there in La Jolla, there's good shows this weekend.
That's great.
Headlining down there is Jeff Richards from Saturday Night Live and Mad TV, and he's great. Really, really good. He's been on the Jimmy Kimmel Show a couple times recently. And then Mike Black is middling for him. He's like the second guy up. He's been with your brother Paulie a bunch of times. He was for Kevin Nealon. He's done tons of commercials. He really has a unique look. And then opening the show is a guy named Stephen Glickman, who is playing Shrek on Broadway right now, as cast in it. And he's also in a lot of commercials
and stuff.
He
was our phone guy or something?
Yeah.
What did he do, fly in for the show and then go?
No, he's just in San Diego for the weekend.
He scheduled
it this way.
In our rainy San Diego.
Yeah, and so it's going to be good. It's fun, it's modern, and it's a hip show. So two
modern,
shows.
Modern Millie.
That's right.
And I'm getting ready for some dog shows coming up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. It's fun going. I just call them beauty contests.
Oh, of course.
Who has the prettiest dog? It's not the prettiest. It's confirmation. It's attitude. I mean, you could have perfect. You know, I look at these dog shows on TV, and every dog's perfect that goes in there. You know, as far as representing their breed really well.
Right.
And I think the real bottom line is the dog's personality.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line.
Uh-huh.
So.
I couldn't agree with you more. I see that in my dog. My dog is, I mean, I love what she looks like and everything, but it's her, what comes out from her eyes, that makes me the happiest.
Yep. You know? So, well, I guess that about wraps it up for this week's what's going on up in Hollywood. Anything else in Hollywood?
Well, what's going on up in Hollywood, too, is, you know, a lot of mourning over Heath Ledger, right?
Isn't that weird?
It's just horrible.
What did he do? Do the combination pills, probably.
It's an OD of some sort, and the inside scoop I've heard, and I don't mean to be like, but the inside scoop I'm hearing here from the Beth is that he's a heroin addict.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. And always those inside scoops are always
right. There's a decent amount of the actors that are, and I don't think it's because they really want to be. I think it's that they get bored in their life, and then they try it. And the one thing about heroin, everyone knows, is you can never try that, because if you try it, you'll always want to do it. You never try it, because you'll always want to do it. Very hard for people to quit.
I think actors have it really. I could never act, because you have to play someone else all the time, and then you get so lost in who you are.
Yeah, he was distraught about that. He was complaining about the characters and everything, too.
So, yeah, the movie Batman, he couldn't break out of the Joker's role.
Yeah, they said that he did really good, but I don't know. I don't know if I want to see Jack Nicholson topped. He was too unbelievable in the first one.
Oh, Jack Nicholson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's wonderful.
Well, he just, whatever he does, he adds electricity to.
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, we're plugging along up here, and we should have good shows this weekend and good shows down there. And I miss you, Sandy.
Well, I'm heading down there pretty soon.
Okay.
One of these days. Well, you need to come up to La Jolla.
I know I need to come up there. I definitely do. I've got to get into our 2008 cycle here.
Mm-hmm.
But and we got some good shows planned up down there in La Jolla coming up in the next few months. Some of the people are headliners really coming in.
Anybody interesting?
Oh, just, you know, like the people that are actually doing very well for us right now.
Mm-hmm.
Such as, you know, Ian Edwards and Aaron Cater and Sam Tripoli, a guy named Brian Callen from Mad TV. I mean, they're just all good. It's very modern comedy. And we've been doing really well down there. Got a good crowd comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to get Bill Burr, and Bobby Lee's going to come down sometime in the next couple months. And then, you know,
that'd be great.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, Bobby Lee's kind of mad because he got bumped from Andrew Dice Clay, but I wrote him and said, come on, it's your home. Come on back.
Thank
Whatever.
You for writing him. Thank you.
Okay. We're
going to take care
off.
Of Sandy. Thanks for having me on.
All right. I'll talk to you next week, Tommy.
Okay. Take care. Bye.
Have a great evening, everybody. Okay. We're going to take a break, and we're coming back with Stuart Swerdlow. So hang on, everyone. Thanks for listening. It's Sandy Shore with Happy Hour on BBS Radio.
You're listening to Happy Hour. No, not that kind of happy hour. The lighten up and smile kind of happy hour. More with Sandy and Sunny Shore in a minute. People visit websites with a goal in mind, to learn more, to buy a product or service, to be convinced or reassured about something, to register for information, or for any number of other reasons. By understanding your customers' goals and motivations, we can create an intuitive experience to match. In an ever-changing online environment, new trends, technologies, and expectations demand that your website be interactive and constantly updated. Customers want to see new information, news, reviews, product and services, success stories, blog entries, press releases, pictures, and so much more. To keep up with the rapid pace of technological change and customer expectations, Creative Momentum offers a full suite of web tools and ideas to enhance your online image. Visit our website at creativemomentum.net for more information on all affordable services we offer. That's creativemomentum.net. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Sandy and Sunny Shore. If you want to find out more about comedy, visit sandyshore.com. And now, here's the lady that wrote the book on comedy, Secrets to Stand-Up Success, best-selling author and comedy coach, Sandy C. Shore. Oh, yeah, and Sunny.
Hey, we're back. This is Sandy Shore, and you're listening to Happy Hour. And guess who's here? Stuart Swerdlow. Yay. Hi, Stuart.
Hi. What a shock to have me back.
You know, I just love having you as a guest on the show, because now it's turning into the Stuart and Sandy show.
Well, thanks, but, you know, it's because I won't leave.
I know. But let's hear your weather report. Now, you're in Michigan?
I'm in western Michigan.
Okay.
And we had a lot of lake effect snow today. I shoveled 20 inches of snow. It's 9 degrees, dropping to near zero with minus 20 wind chill factor.
So what happens, you go outside, you have to cover your mouth when you're breathing?
Well, I try to cover everything, Sandy. But then, it's hard to move.
Now, I heard the blood gets thick in the cold.
Well, I'm kind of always like that, you know.
Right.
Yeah, but that's why I have to drink vodka to thin it out a little bit.
Isn't it weird, though, the cold? It's so eerie, because when I was living in Seattle, that's the first time I lived in snow.
Yeah.
And it was shocking, because everything's so dead.
Well, you know, our snow is very different than what you find in Seattle or near a coastal area, because our snow is light and fluffy, like you find in the mountains.
Okay.
You know, it's not the heavy, gloppy, wet stuff that you find on the coastal area.
Oh.
So we have fluffy snow. It's like cotton.
Now, I have to admit, this, I don't remember winter ever being this cold in San Diego. It is, they said, 10 degrees colder than normal.
Well, didn't you have snow in the mountains there?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. See, there's no global warming. That's proof.
Mm-hmm.
It's a
and then
scandal.
Snowing in the different areas. Now, there's all kinds of, like last week we spoke about the condition of, look at the stock market went down, do we need to introduce you to people? No, people know who you are by now, right?
Well, I would hope so.
So
my reputation precedes me.
Yes, I wonder if, well, you can go to expansions.com, E-X-P-A-N-S-I-O-N-S, expansions.com. There you can read about Stuart. There you go.
Okay, that's great.
And then what do you think about, we spoke about now they're sending everybody refund checks. I was talking to Tommy about that.
Yeah, I want mine.
I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, but you have to be in a certain economic category, I think, to get that.
Okay. Yeah, they did announce it on the news.
Yeah.
It was $300 for people, self-employed people that made under a certain amount, or I don't know.
Yeah, I
like
think
that.
It's $1,200 for a married couple, or $600 per single person, and then $300 per child.
Child.
So I'm adopting a few children from Africa
mm-hmm.
in the next week.
Now, people are sensing a huge shift going on.
Yes.
I mean, I've just been, I don't know what's wrong with me, but I haven't been motivated to do much of anything. I mean, I'm like cleaning house pretty much.
Yeah.
And shopping on the internet.
So just normal things for you.
Right. And I haven't been motivated to push forward with anything at this point.
You know, a lot of people have been telling me that.
Really?
Yeah, and a lot of people are also telling me they feel depressed or really out of it or they just don't want to do anything.
You know, I think people are overwhelmed. I was with all the bills, and I think the state of... Mm-hmm. You know, whatever, they say we're in a recession, or they're trying not to say it, but what do you tell people that say they're depressed?
Well, first of all, we have to look at the mind patterns that create the depression, because it really goes into the heart chakra area, which should be in a medium green color, which is also the color of oxygen. So sometimes when people are not fully oxygenated, then they have a different color in the heart chakra, and that can make them feel depressed or isolated.
So go for a walk.
Or do deep breathing exercises, sea salt baths that oxygenate the body and can change your mood.
Huh, or drink lots of water.
Well, as long as it's distilled, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And another reason is that they might have anger issues, they might feel abandoned for some reason, and there's a lot of release work that they should be doing to remove that kind of a mind pattern and change their mood.
Okay, when you're saying release pattern, releasing it?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you might have this book, Sandy, in the Healer's Handbook or Hyperspace Helper book. There's an exercise called a Golden Altar, which is designed to release these negative mind patterns and change the way you feel and think. But, you know, I feel and see that there is a lot of ELF and microwave pulse bombardment, not just in the U.S., but globally, and that is causing people to feel very, very depressed and out of it. And I've noticed that whenever they do this, it's because they're preparing for some kind of a major global event, and they want to get people in a really funky mood so that they just feel really down. So something's about to happen.
I agree.
Something's going to happen. You know, it could be a couple of different things, but whatever it is, it's going to be pretty major.
That's what people are sensing. Something's coming up.
Yeah, and you know that the death of Heath Ledger?
Yep. What was that about?
That, you know, I'll tell you, I think that was a sacrifice. I don't think he died from drugs or anything like that. I think he was murdered. You know, even the way they found him, you know, in the middle of the afternoon, he was nude. There were pills nearby. They pronounce him dead at 3:30, which is 3:3, an Illuminati symbol for the end of a series of cycles. And at the same moment, Sandy, in Utah, a skier who was being filmed for a show was killed, also 28 years old, same age, and he was pronounced dead at 1:30 p.m., which is a 13:13. So that tells me there's some kind of ritual sacrifice going on.
Well, who's doing it?
Well, of course, it's the Illuminati. And whenever they create these ritual sacrifices, it's because they're getting gaining energy for some kind of global event. So I'm real concerned about what's going on. But, you know,
people,
it really...
People, the Earth's like an airport with arrivals and departures daily, and people are coming and going all the time, so I don't know.
To look at when they publicize something specifically, and they use specific numbers. You know, there's reasons for that. When you see two people the same age, the times 13:33, there's something going on.
See, you look into it like that. I don't. Look into it as a tragedy, like everybody else is looking at it. And you see things completely different than most everyone. So, you know, that's. So interesting. You're saying they're setting us up for something like that, just to get us all upset even more.
Well,
but I don't think he's that. I mean, he's adorable, but I don't think he's that famous.
But he was something that was rising. Somebody who was, making their way to fame and fortune. And so was a skier. If you looked at the two of them, their lives, they had very similar. Experiences similar patterns. So when they both die that way, there's something going on. And usually I'm right about that, and I guess in a couple of days we're going to see. But you know what the most amazing thing was, Sandy? And maybe you saw this on the internet, that NASA picture of the Bigfoot on Mars.
You can hardly, I don't know, I saw the picture, I don't know if it was a rock or something, what was it?
Well, I think the whole thing was contrived. I don't believe there's not a Bigfoot on Mars. I think that they're imprinting, getting ready for that staged alien invasion I was telling you about.
Yeah, they were talking about, where was it, Texas, that there was some mass sighting?
Yeah, the UFOs there.
And were those real?
Well, that's the thing. I think that they were some kind of government craft. And look what happened. When they first were reported, the U.S. Air Force said, oh, no, none of our jets were in the area. It's a reflection of commercial airliners, an illusion.
Well, they come up with all kinds of weird...
Yeah, but now, yesterday, they said, we made a mistake. It was our jets. Like, they didn't know.
I don't understand. Our government's always pulling this on us, but, you go to Mexico and they'll say it how it is, or other countries.
But the thing is, it doesn't even matter what country you're in. It's all the same kind of scam on the public and fooling people and telling them one thing when it's really something else.
It's starting to make me sick inside that we're being so deceived, if that's really the truth.
But, Sandy, people let them do it. That's the thing. I mean, people...
Well, they don't know.
Well, they believe everything they hear on CNN and AOL and Fox News. Everything they hear, they say, that's the reason, and they just keep going on with their lives.
That's right.
Nobody questions.
Well, there's no other place for them to get information to become, decide what they believe or not.
Well,
and every time some news station comes on that's trying to tell the truth, they get snuffed out.
Yeah.
Something happens.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, people, if you guys want to call in and have your dreams analyzed, please feel free to dial in. The number is on the website. It's on the webpage. The call in. Just scroll down. And go to go to Happy Hour Radio. And then, so as far as people. Have you been getting any emails from people having odd dreams or?
Oh yeah, a lot. And it's interesting because sometimes I'll see a theme during a couple of days or a week where that people are in different parts of the world who don't know each other are writing in to me about very similar dreams.
Huh.
And this week I've been getting a lot of people writing in about dreams where it's not even like a dream. They wake up and they feel like they're paralyzed and they can't move, and there's something either sitting on their bed or in their room or like standing next to them.
Yeah, that happens to me. You know what I do? I wake up and my dog's laying on top of me washing my face and I can't move. I get stuck. He does that to me like almost every day. I'm joking.
I know.
But he does it. He really does it.
Well,
what is wrong with my dog? Why does he have to do that every day?
Obviously needy.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Either that or you didn't wipe your face from what you ate from dinner.
Something, or maybe he wants to go outside.
Well, then you might find a surprise on your floor.
I always wonder, do you have dogs? Or you have a dog?
I have four of them.
Really?
Yeah, I have two Norwegian Elk Hounds,
mm-hmm.
a Siberian Husky, and a Malamute.
That's a full house.
Yeah, and they love this weather.
That's fun. Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah, but they wouldn't go out today.
He goes out in the middle of the night and lays in it.
Really?
Yeah, well, he's the collie. He has the two coats also.
It's Lassie.
I know, it is Lassie. It's
I
a
love
white
Lassie.
Lassie. No one's ever seen a white collie before.
Oh,
I've never
white?
Seen one. He's a white collie.
Oh, wow.
And he has a Lassie face.
Wow, that's cute.
Odd looking. He stops traffic pretty much.
Yeah, I thought you did.
That what?
I thought you stopped traffic.
No, I don't do that. Not anymore.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
So let's go into, do you want to talk about the general Earth condition, or do you want to go into people, they're going through mentally right now, and where this is going? Do you have any predictions? Like we already talked about the Iraq or...
Yeah.
The war?
Well, you know, it's all related. You know, everything that's going on personally with people is related to what's going on globally. It's kind of a microcosm within the macro. See?
Okay, makes sense.
You know, and so here's what I see going on. First of all, and I sometimes make jokes about it, but it's not funny, and that is it's the opposite of global warming going on. There's actually a global cooling going on. And I wrote about it on my website this week about why, for example, in Greenland and in Antarctica, they were saying that, the ice sheets are breaking off and land is being exposed and never was exposed before. Well, it has something to do with global warming because those places are recording colder temperatures and more snow than ever before. What's happening is that, for example, in Antarctica, they discovered there is a volcano going off underneath the ice.
Oh.
And that's why some of the stuff is breaking off.
Oh.
Yeah, see? And the other weird thing is that that volcano apparently erupted 2,300 years ago and is still active.
Really?
So the whole Earth, tectonic volcanic network is very, very active. So that's
something. It's just the time period we're in.
Yeah, but you see, that reflects the people, because when the Earth is unsettled and jolting and erupting, what does that do, or how does that reflect people's moods? It means that people then are going to release all their suppressed emotion, all the things they kept stagnant. Now it's going to start to come out.
Okay, let's talk about people, how they can let go. Now, we know there's no past and there's no future. There's the
mm-hmm.
now.
Right.
How can people be more in the now?
Well, first of all, again, I go back to having to do release work from your childhood, from your past, all the influences that imprinted you with negative mind pattern, victimization, abandonment, isolation, all these things need to go. It's kind of like cleaning out your house so you can put new furniture in there.
Now, people talk about forgiveness, and that word's very used a lot.
Yeah.
Now, if you forgive whatever happened to your past, then you can let go and move into the present, wouldn't you say?
Yes, but, that's very hard for people to do. You know,
how do people learn how to forgive?
Well, that's why I came up with that golden altar work, where you put the person on the golden altar and release them. There's words that you say, and you flush them with violet. There's also oversoul work, where you visualize the silver infinity over your crown chakra, and then you release every person, place, and thing from your heart chakra and send it right up into the silver infinity and out of your body. Then I have an exercise in the books called The Computer of the Mind, where you visualize yourself actually working on a computer with a computer screen in front of you and deleting all of the people, places, and things from the mind pattern that have disturbed you.
You know what I do? I have a good thing. I say I send all negativity back to source. Like if I'm feeling some negativity's coming at me, I just send it back to where it came from. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I just tell it to go away.
But can I say something about that?
Yeah.
When you do that, you have to realize it's you are the source. Because even though someone might provide an influence for it, you have accepted it and made it grow within you. So you are responsible. So what you've done is just put it back in you.
Well, if somebody's like, let's say you have a really bad neighbor and they're being awful people, that makes you mad.
Yes,
and then they send you really negative thoughts.
But listen, you have to say to yourself, why have I attracted these people?
Mm-hmm.
And then you look within yourself, okay, what's the mind pattern that I have that made me create the situation? And that is what you have to get rid of. And then those neighbors will change, or they'll move away. Or
they got a letter from my lawyer, and that changed it.
Sandy! Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry, they're throwing rocks at my dog.
Well, that's
the little kids over there throwing things over the fence and humiliating my dog.
You need to be in a better neighborhood.
I am in a good neighborhood.
Well, then those people have to go.
I mean, it's just these are little squirty kids that don't have any discipline. So what do you do? You get a lawyer.
Well, did you talk to the parents?
That's always pointless.
Why is that?
Oh, this is long. This is over with. They're behaving themselves now. But
okay.
I mean, it didn't escalate to anything, but it was going to.
Yeah.
In California, we just send letters from lawyers. That's what we do in California.
That's why the lawyers are so wealthy.
Yeah. Well, only if they get into a case.
See, all you had to do, Sandy, was flush them with the violets, release your mind pattern, and it would have all gone away. You see how simple? And we saved all that money that the lawyer got.
My mind with violet. Violet.
Violet flush. It protects and filters everything.
So wear violet clothes.
Well, that would be a reminder, but you still have to mentally put the violet around you.
Wear amethyst jewelry.
Yes, the amethyst is a good amplifier of energy.
Oh, what's ruby? Let's talk about, ruby, emeralds, amethyst, diamonds.
See, here, people don't understand about gemstones because they think that because it's a certain color, a certain type, that it does, esoteric things. Not necessarily true. For example, people wear an emerald or some green stone around their neck that goes over the heart chakra because the heart chakra is medium green, and they think that that will help it. However, we have to remember that most gemstones pull and absorb energy. That's why they're used in technology. So if you wear a gemstone over your heart chakra or any part of your body, it's going to pull energy out of it. And then you might get weaker instead of stronger.
Really?
Yeah, so you have to know.
I've never heard of that.
Just like, for example, like if you use a crystal, a quartz crystal, to block ELF from your computer screen, well, that crystal is going to get filled up with the energy, then you got to purge it out.
Now, how do you purge out your jewelry?
Well, what you do with gemstones or crystals is that you would soak them for a bit of time in sea salt water.
And does that corrode the silver?
Well, you're not going to use that on silver, but gemstone you can. And then you're going to dry it in sunlight.
Well, what about just putting it in the sun?
Well, that's not enough because the sun will clean or finish off the energy, but you got to purge it with the sea salt.
I heard you also can wrap it in like a black cloth.
That's not going to do a damn thing.
Now, how long do you keep it in the salt water?
I'd say you keep it in there a good 24 to 48 hours.
In the
depending
sun
on
or
how
in the
long.
House.
What's that?
Well, if you're snowing outside, you can't really put it outside. It'll get frozen.
True, but we can put it in the windowsill.
So it should have the sun if it's in the salt water.
Well, first you're going to put it in the salt water, and then you're going to dry it in the sun.
Okay, let's go back to the colors. What about, like, rubies? I've been, like, fascinated with rubies lately.
Interesting. You sure you want to talk about that on the air?
Really?
Well, it's about your root chakra, isn't it, Missy?
I have no idea.
Well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yeah. So
what about Smoky Topaz?
Well,
the brown topaz.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy that lives down the block from me. Oh, Smoky Topaz. that has to do with confusion and doubt.
Really?
Yeah, but it has to do with confusion and doubt with a lot of sexual energy behind it.
Really?
Yeah. So those are two things you're picking, like the ruby.
So the ruby, I'm interested in rubies.
Yeah.
I always feel good when I wear ruby.
Well, it's a good energy boost, but it can be a reflection of anger, frustration, and hostility.
Huh.
Depending on the shade of the stone.
It's a deep one.
Yeah.
Deep.
That's pretty hostile, I would say.
Wow. And then what about light blue topaz?
Like an icy blue?
Yes, an icy blue.
That's my stone. That's my birthstone.
Okay.
And that is for communication. That would go for you around your throat chakra area.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if somebody's thirsting, all of those colors.
Yeah. I mean, those together, the red and the icy blue?
Well, yes, and the brown.
Well, you know what that would mean?
What?
The brown is grounding. But that would tell me that you have a lot of anger issues you need to communicate.
I don't feel angry. I'm angry at the state of the world is what I'm angry
well,
at.
Yeah. But
angry that people are losing their homes, and I'm really angry how people have been taken and
mm-hmm.
and you know, but people fell for it and they didn't have to do that.
Well, that's just it. See, that's the whole thing, is that people need to take responsibility for what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say they're innocent victims because they participated in it.
Even yeah, they thought they're having a, you know, oh, look, this is easy, I can afford a house, and now they can't, so
yes,
they lose it all.
Exactly, but then they have to look at why did they attract that experience. You know, if people are losing their home, what does that mean? It means that they feel vulnerable, they feel like they are unprotected, that they should be taken advantage of. These are the mind patterns that are behind all of that.
No, you're saying mind patterns. Are we born with this mind pattern? Or
yeah,
we
well, we're born with some, and then we develop others as we
okay,
grow.
Let's say somebody's not born yet, and they're on the other side, and they're going, okay, I need to learn this, and I need to learn that, so I'm going to set up a mind. I'm going to set up a mind pattern before I'm born.
No, I can learn
certain things. Is that how it works?
That's not how it works.
Okay, tell me, when they're on the other side,
yeah.
Before they come here, what's going on?
Well, we, as soul personalities, are collections of mind pattern. That's what we are. We're like, see, all there exists is God mind, and God mind has these infinite mind patterns and thoughts. So we, as individuals or soul personalities, are a collection of certain bands of thoughts that we have developed and accumulated. And so just by entering into physical reality acts as the mirror of these mind patterns. So that
right.
Automatically we attract the experiences that are reflections of this.
Right. I got that. Yeah, that's like metaphysics 101.
Okay.
That we are what we attract what we are.
Yeah.
And so then
we have to go be more advanced and say, okay, what about the movie of my life that I don't like and I need to change.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering that analogy that the thought is the film, the brain is the projector, physical reality is the screen. So I got to change the film, which is the way I think. So you analyze, okay, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? Do I want to change this? That's what you got to do. Look at how you are thinking. And if that's difficult, then look at your experiences and work backwards and say, okay, what does this experience mean? What does that object represent?
Doesn't it come down to just choice, making a choice?
Yes.
Isn't that change how things happen to us? We
yes,
can choose
of course.
One thing or another?
Yes, but sometimes not that easy. Sometimes you need to do release work, you need to do grounding, you need to do deprogramming, because another problem on this planet, unfortunately, is that based on our mind patterns, programming has been developed to hook into that. And so then there's outside influences.
Programming. So
mm-hmm.
Who's doing this programming? You're saying the Illuminati, but who are these people they sit behind, like, they go in these big meetings, they sit behind, a big desk and talk to each other and go, okay, let's turn up the volume at HARP you know, let's drop the chemtrails, let's do, I mean,
well, what that's
is
what
going
they
on?
Do. That's what they do at the Bilderberg meetings and the trilateral meeting and the CFR. Yes, exactly, that's what happens.
I'd like to drop in on one of those. Do you ever astro project into one of their meetings?
Well, that would be a very nasty thing to do, wouldn't it?
Then you could tell us what's going on.
I want to project into one of your meetings. That's what I want
to
do.
Very boring. Because I'm just like everyone else right now, not mentally stimulated to move forward on much of anything.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sandy, you need to take that ruby and let it motivate you.
Really?
Yeah, get that energy, excite yourself. You know, you got to think, okay, what do I need to do that would really excite me? And then do that.
And I'm coming up with absolutely nothing, except there's some dog shows coming up that's fun. But no, it's just, I guess we go through these phases in our life where we just kind of sit, we chill out, mm-hmm. and just watch, you know, let life sort of happen around us. And then there's times when we're motivated and we push forward into some project that we're working on or, you know, somewhere we want to go. And, you know, I'm in a place in my life where, you know, I'm kind of trusting everything and not worrying about much of anything.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm just enjoying my day as each one comes by. So
that's perfect. That's very good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, the motivation would be found in your sacral chakra, which is a pale orange color. So if
carnelians
you,
or pale orange. Oh.
Yeah. So if you concentrate on that pale orange at the sacral, that will motivate the creative energies within you. Plus, if you do work centered in your right brain, that's where your creative energy, your thought, your creative thoughts are centered. So you can do that to motivate yourself.
So you just imagine these colors.
Well, visualize them, yeah. But they're already there. You see, the sacral is already pale orange.
Now, when my friend passed on the other side, first thing he said to me was, when he got over there, he says, I wouldn't believe the colors. They're magnificent.
Yeah, there are colors that we don't have here.
Yeah, he said he couldn't even explain the colors.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? Are they vibration?
Yeah, everything's vibration, exactly.
Huh.
And remember, it's like this. Think of, you know what a prism is, you know, where you shine a light and then it refracts?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what the Earth is like. That's why we have the rainbow. That's why we have the chakra colors, which are, you know, the similar. It's because the light from the non-physical, the energy, comes through into physical, which acts like the prism, and then it breaks into all these different colors.
And people, when we see rainbows, it always takes our breath away.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like a beautiful rainbow.
Yeah.
And so as far as the near future, what do you see going on more of in the near future?
Well, it's not pretty, as I've mentioned before. You know,
it's happy hour. Woohoo! Okay.
Well, where are the drinks?
There you go. Wake up, everyone.
Drink. Well, I'll tell you, the next few months are going to be a roller coaster ride because I just think a lot of things are going to be happening on a lot of different levels, both politically, economically, geologically. A lot of stuff is going to be going on from 2008 to 2010, and that will get progressively more intense as time goes on.
And even the housing prices are going to get lower, I heard.
Well, that's because no one can afford them, so that if they want to sell some, they have to lower the price.
Now we're going to go into this new phase so that we can clean and reorganize and re-energize, and we're going to come out of it, a new species in a way, like more spiritual, maybe?
Well,
because you know what happens after a giant earthquake? Everyone's all nice to each other, and then when the dust settles, everyone's back to their old selves.
Well, yeah, that's the way it is with any major event. You know, just like in New York, 9/11, everyone seemed to be nicer. But then, you know, a few weeks later, it's back to old stuff again.
Yep.
You know, so that's how it is. You know, people revert to what they know instead of...
And what's comfortable.
Yeah, instead of taking what they've just learned and growing from it, they just go back to the original. It's easier.
So this phase of people just not caring, that's them, is that, what are they, how are they getting us to be docile or like bombarding us with?
Oh, that's like a major topic, you know, fluoride in the water makes you docile and uncaring, the mercury in your fillings, the ELF bombardment from your cell towers and satellites, I mean, every part of life has you in a way so that you become apathetic and uncaring.
Now, I heard there's a product out there you could put in your house that keeps the electromagnetic energy away.
Yeah, we have a link to that on my website.
Oh, okay.
If you go to expansions.com, and on the front page, on the home page, you'll see a thing that says more, and then with these little arrows, and you click on that.
Okay.
And that'll take you to the links, and there you'll find the Health Warrior. And if you go to Health Warrior, he has all the equipment and technology.
Because you notice when the electricity shuts off in your house with a power outage,
mm-hmm.
I notice my body, whole body just relaxes.
Mm-hmm.
It just completely gets, it's different, completely different.
But you know, did I mention last week about what the electric companies do?
No.
They overproduce electricity, and they actually dump it into the ground, into the earth. And then, like, the area becomes charged so that even when you don't have any electrical appliances on, your house is literally surging with energy.
Really?
And that's what can be very detrimental to your health.
I never heard that.
Yeah, yeah. And this device that you'll get on Health Warrior,
right.
That actually mitigates it. It gives you a reading of what you have that's over what it should be, and then it brings it down to a more normal level.
What do you do? Something you plug in the wall?
Yeah, you just plug in an outlet and it absorbs the excess.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. I had it tested in my house.
Did you have a lot of electricity around in your house?
Yeah, especially my computer room. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit there all the time.
Yeah.
I don't have a tower. I've got one of those Apples, and they don't have towers anymore.
Oh.
So maybe that helps some.
Yeah, I don't like the weird computers, Apple.
The what?
They're weird.
Why, because they're different?
Yeah. I'm surprised you have one like that.
No, I like it. I don't have to worry about viruses and anything else.
Yet.
And it's really good for, you know, doing like radio and creating. You know.
But doesn't it hard, like when you get messages from someone else or files that you can't read them the same way?
No, I use two different servers.
Oh.
I have to switch back and forth.
Well, that's a pain in the butt.
And then, so we're up for, it's really a shame that the news doesn't tell people the truth. They just tell them, just keep everybody calm like we're all, like cows or something.
Mm-hmm.
Where's a good resource for people to find out what's really going on?
Expansions.com.
Okay. So you do updates all the time on
I do my news every day. There's news up on there. And I have Q&A, which you can write in and ask questions and get answers. And I have a newsletter that goes out every month.
So what's the most common concern for people?
Well, lately, again, people are writing in about these sudden deaths and suicides that are coming in. In fact, someone wrote in from England today and said that 13 teenagers were in a suicide cult and committed suicide.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, that is weird. A teenager, and of course, there's the number 13 again. You know, that's a big, big Illuminati number. Whenever you see 13, 33, 11, these are all Illuminati symbolic, ritualistic numbers.
I look at the clock, and it's always like 11:11.
From a programming perspective, that means new programming has been is now in progress.
Really? I thought it was like make a wish because your dream will come true.
Okay, you got to stop reading Sedona magazine.
It's so metaphysical.
No more for you.
Do you believe in numerology?
Of course, it's in my healer's handbook.
Okay, I'm a number 9.
Yeah, that's an end of a cycle.
Okay.
That means
tell
you
people
can't
how
really change
they can
things.
Find out what their number is, and then tell everybody what it means.
Well, in my healer's handbook, I have the directions on how to take your name, your whole name frequency.
Now, is it your birth name or the name you use now?
Birth name. It has to be birth name because that's your real frequency.
Okay.
You know, and then you change the letters into the numbers.
Ah.
And I have the chart in there. and then you can see what your frequency is, and it tells you basically why you came into this lifetime, what you've chosen to do here.
And then what was yours?
I'm an 11.
11?
Mm.
See, the number numerology that I work with doesn't go up to 11.
No.
It goes 1 to 9.
Yeah, so they can't afford past 10?
No, I don't know. Then I don't know what my number is.
Go. I think you have my healer's handbook.
I have everything in boxes.
Well, open them.
Well, actually, I just got my new bamboo shelving in today so that I can put my books up.
All right, good. So go get the healer's handbook out.
I'm going green now. I'm buying bamboo.
You're buying bamboo?
Yeah, bamboo. Some bamboo furniture. That's like the best. It's so sturdy.
Is it imported from China?
It's made in Vietnam, actually.
Uh-oh.
What's so funny?
Sandy, did you not read my Vietnam chopstick article on my site?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me the highlights.
In Vietnam, that's where most of the chopsticks come from.
Okay.
And bamboo and stuff like that. And they show you how they process it, in really filthy conditions. And then they spray it with all kinds of toxic chemicals that are in this country would be illegal. And then they ship it on the ships where the rats, poo and pee on them. And then they don't clean them, and then they sell it to you.
Oh, I don't use chopsticks, and I wipe my bamboo furniture down after I get it.
Oh, I boil it or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm serious. It's toxic.
Well, I had that vibe on the furniture anyway, so.
Yeah. Flush it in violet.
Huh.
Yeah, do that.
Wow. But anyway, bamboo's a great, really good green, green furniture as far as for the environment, I believe.
Yeah. Well, as long as it's, organic.
I wouldn't know. Anything overseas I don't trust anymore.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Let's just do a general umbrella.
Yeah. Well, it depends where it comes from and who builds it.
What's going on with China now?
Oh, China. Well, first of all, they're getting ready for the Olympics. I think August or September.
We sent our Padres baseball team over there.
Yeah.
Well, not the whole team, but China's having their very, very first baseball game ever.
Really?
With our San Diego Padres, yes.
Only they're using chopsticks to hit the ball?
I don't know.
We'll win.
I don't know. Top cup.
Yeah. Well, China, I've been there a couple of times, very heavy, dense energy. Very
so
unhappy,
many people.
Very unhappy people.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, they will be used in the not too distant future as the global army, basically because they consider them to be expendable. And that's actually
kind of like Africa and all these countries that the government, the people.
Well, that's already started because now there are Chinese troops in Africa, Central and South America, and they're training all these other troops. So it's already kind of begun.
So many different races on one planet. It's just, bizarre. How come there's so many different races?
Well, see, I write about that because it's not natural. It's that's because we were created and brought here, and that there's so many different groups creating their own little group on here. This is like a giant experiment.
Whose experiment?
Well, the people out there in the universe, and there's millions and billions of civilizations out there, and this is like a big free-for-all.
So who's the top civilization?
Well, that would be my mother. She's like on top.
Ah.
I spoke to her today. She aggravated me.
In what way?
Well, today was her birthday.
Okay.
So I sent her a birthday card, and I called her up to wish her happy birthday, and she said, oh, did you mean everything you wrote in that card? I said, yeah. Oh, then I'll read it again. I didn't believe you.
Isn't that nice and warm-hearted?
Isn't it? I felt so fuzzy and warm after that.
Our families are so weird.
Oh, what was I thinking? I made a wrong turn at Saturn.
Too funny.
I know. I should have been somewhere another galaxy.
Who's the number one race?
Well, when you say that, what do you mean?
I don't know if there's billions of people out there.
Well, I will tell
you. Not billions, billions of races out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there like the Palladians or something? Aren't they like the coolest?
Well, that's a lot of New Agey stuff.
Okay.
But I will tell you the ones with the best technology are the beings from Sirius A. They have the highest technology. That doesn't mean they're the best people. It just means they have, the, so far that we know of, the best technology.
And they use it in a positive way?
Well, is programming a positive way?
Well, I don't think so, right? Is that the right answer?
See, just because you have good technology doesn't mean you're good. It just means you have high technology.
Okay.
But a civilization, their spirituality should, or I should say their technology should match their level of spirituality.
You'd think so.
You would hope so, anyway.
Yep. And that's, and ours doesn't, that's
for
sure.
Oh, no. Look what we use it for. You know, to do bad things.
I know. Who knows? Just for the Illuminati to control the planet.
Yes.
You know, it's the top of the hour, so we have to push on. Mm-hmm. We're going to continue the conversation. Stuart Zwerdlow. Stuart, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Expansions.com. Go to also my website, sandyshore.com, and that's Sandy with an I. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful evening. And we're over and out. It's happy hour. Have a great evening, everyone. Okay. Thanks, Stuart, so much.
Thank you, Sandy, and
bye,
everyone.
Bye-bye.
BigBassRadio.com. Radio that transcends the third dimension. BigBassRadio.com. Embraces the fourth dimension. Promotes natural alternative health. Spreads joy. BigBassRadio.com. Free energy, spirituality, honesty and truth. BigBassRadio.com. Increase the vibration of the people and the planet.